This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
S-A-T-U-R-D-A-Y, Nights. That's right. If you're old like I am, you'll recognize that intro from a rock and roll song from, probably the late 70s by a group called the Bay City Rollers.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've heard of them.
They actually appeared on the Croft Super Show a few times doing that specific song. I'm dating myself by even talking about this to any of you. It's Free Talk Live, by the way. You are in the right place for the live Saturday night edition. I am your host tonight. I am the Reverend Captain Kickass, and I am joined by...
I'm Ian.
And we are here to talk about all sorts of stuff and take your calls and thoughts, of course. Our toll-free number is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, like freedom. And kicking things off tonight.
Big news.
Pretty big news. Well, maybe. I've this article, the headline would be big news.
Yeah,
from what I've read, and that's why I brought it in tonight, and you also had it in your prep as well. So it must, you know, if two hosts
that's
agree, it must be
sign.
A must be a thing. But I read through it, and I was a little not so impressed compared to the headline. But we'll talk about it as we go through. But this is from Politico.com under their foreign policy bit, and it says, the headline reads, all U.S. troops to withdraw from Afghanistan under peace deal.
Good headline.
Now, yes, please, let's withdraw all troops from, well, everywhere.
Everywhere, yeah.
Really. I mean, but if Afghanistan is where we got to start, far out, south, and right on, let's get the troops the heck out of there.
It's been, what, almost 20 years?
I mean, there are kids that have been sent over to Afghanistan now whose fathers fought in the original Afghanistan.
Yeah, they were born when the war started.
Yeah, and now they've signed up and are also going over to kill brown people for oil.
They've never known a world without the TSA.
That's depressing.
Yeah.
That is really depressing. Now that you've mentioned that, like, yeah, if you're like 18 or something and you've joined the military, you've never known a world without the TSA. You've never known a world without a war in Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
I use the war as, you know, a term that's unofficial. According,
they didn't declare war.
Yeah, according to the United States government. But, you know, if you're dropping bombs using military equipment, that's pretty much war, isn't it? I mean, how do you
it
define
sure feels
war?
Feels like war. I'm sure if you're on the receiving end, it feels a lot like it.
You're probably not like, oh, this isn't real war. This is, what did they call it? Kinetic military action. That was my favorite euphemism for war. We haven't declared war. What we're doing is we're engaging in kinetic military action.
It's an exercise with live rounds.
So, at any rate, this article says all U.S. troops to withdraw from Afghanistan under peace deal. Sounds great.
But
let's explore a little bit. The United States signed a historic, should be an historic, peace deal with the Taliban in Doha, Qatar, Saturday, that officials hope will mark the beginning of the end of America's longest war. Under the deal, all U.S. troops would withdraw from Afghanistan in 14 months if the Taliban meets their commitments. This sounds like an ultimatum to me, right? They're like, okay, well, we'll remove some troops, but you gotta, you know, dot your T's, cross your I's, you know, promise to...
It is a negotiated deal. So there's going to be performance that's expected from both sides. As I understand it, and I have not read the story, but I did hear something about it on radio news when I was waking up today, that phase one would be a drawdown of U.S. troops, but then the Afghanis, or Taliban rather, are expected to do certain things in order to get the remainder of the troops withdrawn. Now, I don't know if that's accurate, But that's what I heard.
The signing between Zalmay Khalilzad and Taliban officials will set the stage for the final withdrawal of U.S. troops from Afghanistan after 19 years of violence that has killed more than 3,500 Americans and coalition troops and tens of thousands of Afghans since the U.S. invasion following the terrorist attacks of September 11th, 2001.
I'm guessing that 3,500 number doesn't include the numbers, which are large. I don't know how many, what the number is, but of suicides as well, right? So there's all these troops that have killed themselves out of frustrations of, you know, being involved in PTSD sort of incidents over there and maybe killing other innocent people and possibly killing themselves over that for a variety of reasons. There's been a lot of suicide.
Yeah, in fact, I read something where, like, suicides outnumbered the actual skirmish
deaths. I've heard that,
too. Because, you know, the government is asking people to do immoral, barbaric, and generally uncool things.
Yeah, I imagine that would wear on somebody's soul a little bit.
If you thought you were signing up to do your, your duty to your country or whatever, your patriotic duty, whatever you feel that is, and then you go over there and you find out that, you're not really fighting for anybody's freedom. You're just doing the politician's bidding to try and, you know, make some chess moves on the great financial plane known as the political scheme. Once you find that out, yeah, I'm sure that would mess with the dude's head. It would mess with my head if I thought I was going over to do something righteous and good and noble, and then I found out that no, I'm not really doing any of that.
Okay, so it's actually shockingly high. I just pulled up a story from November, the New York Times reporting on military suicides in just the last 6 years. So again, Afghanistan, almost 20 years.
Right.
So only a fraction of that time. In just the last 6 years, more than 45,000 veterans and active duty service members have killed themselves. More than 20 a day.
45,000? I heard it was like one every, hour or
almost.
Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeez, man.
That's in 6 years.
Holy my God.
Shocking.
What are they doing to these people to put them in such a mental state?
Think of that. Think of there's 45,000 who have killed themselves. How many hundreds of thousands are there that are just racked with guilt and...
Yeah, or otherwise messed up in the head from whatever
PTSD
they've had to do.
And just
But
racked.
Are living with it, yeah,
right.
You know?
Wow. Trying to live. Trying their best to live with that. Trying to make a better life for themselves.
In 6 years, 45,000? Jesus, man. All right.
But hey, it's the price we pay to live in freedom, right?
Yeah.
Because, you know, the war in Afghanistan really helped us with freedom here, because we've got so much more freedom now because of the war in Afghanistan, right? Does anyone believe that?
I certainly don't feel any more free now than I did before 9/11.
How could you?
In fact, feel less
there's
free.
There's less freedom. Now you've got internal checkpoints.
The TSA.
You've got the TSA, right.
The what was the Unpatriotic Act?
Yep.
Right? That was supposed to be temporary. Remember that?
Was it?
Yeah.
Did they say it was temporary?
The Patriot Act, when they first put it into play, was like, oh, we're going to put this thing into play, and it's only going to be for like a year or something like that. And then after a year, we'll review and see if it's still necessary. Mm-hmm. And then they reviewed it, and they're like, well, we're going to renew it for it's like a lease or something, right? They're like, oh, yep, your lease is up. Oh, we're going to renew for another 4 years now, you know? And then they keep reviewing it after X amount of time, and I think they finally just said, okay, it's just permanent now.
Yeah, I mean, I do wonder if anybody out there listening still believes this, you know, this ridiculous claim that we're better off because of what the U.S. military has done in Afghanistan. Does anyone actually say that? Does anyone really believe that? Certainly, people who've been there couldn't possibly think that there's been any kind of difference made. Standing there watching as heroin gets, opium fields get processed into heroin, doing absolutely nothing to stop that. Yeah, actually, arguably, even guarding over it in many instances.
Yeah. I do like that, at least in this paragraph, they say 19 years of violence has killed more than 3,500 Americans and coalition troops and tens of thousands of Afghans since the U.S. invasion. Like, they're calling it a U.S. invasion, which is an accurate term for what it is and what had happened.
Has there ever been an Afghan invasion into the United States? I don't think so.
Only of blankets. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. 855-450 free like freedom. Do you feel more free since 9/11? Free Talk Live, more coming your way, and we'll talk more about all Afghan troops coming home.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Don't miss this year's Liberty Con with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO John Mackey, Congressman Justin Amash, and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith. Attend two spectacular debates. Is government necessary? And does capitalism require government intervention? Network with over 70 pro-liberty organizations. This and a whole lot more. April the 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C. Visit LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on LibertyCon.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday night edition. With you in the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, and I'm joined by...
It's Ian.
Our toll-free number here is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We've been talking about this headline from Politico, which says, and I quote, "All U.S. troops to withdraw from Afghanistan under peace deal." We've basically talked about the first two paragraphs of this, saying that the U.S. has signed a peace deal with the Taliban and gone over some statistics of how many people have died in the last 19 years as a result of that, and we'll talk more about that in just a little bit. But I wanted to ask if you are 100% sure that you're going to have a great retirement, or do you have some doubt? Tom Young, the author and founder of The CFO Project, can show you how to be debt-free in 9 years or less, including your mortgage, without spending a single dollar more. With the current rate of the federal debt at $23 trillion, that's right, $23 trillion. I even stutter over that because it's such a large amount of money. And the unfunded liabilities at $127 trillion, that's an even bigger number. You can't wait to take control of your money. Don't let your retirement savings be used to bail out the government. Instead of building a plan, Tom can show you how to create strategies now to save money without penalties and as little government involvement as possible. His new book, The Family Money Farm, The CFO Project, will show you exactly how to build wealth and eliminate debt at the same time. Get your free copy now at CFO-project.com. Invest in yourself and your family today. Get your free copy of The Family Money Farm, The CFO Project, at CFOproject.com.
CFO-project. I don't know what happens if you leave out the hyphen.
Well, I think that. Is dash and hyphen not the same thing?
I think it's the same, but you didn't say it.
I said dash.
Not the second time.
Oh, well, sorry. CFO-project.com.
There you go.
I feel better now.
You know, I think we actually have a military. I think she's out of the military, or maybe she's still in. Vegetarian is on the line there.
Oh.
On our Discord.
Look at there.
And we've been talking about military suicides and PTSD, a shocking number of military people killing themselves in just the last 6 years was like 45,000.
That's an amazingly high number. Like, if 45,000 people died of coronavirus, the world would be freaking out, right? The world would be totally flipping out, right? If 45,000 people kill themselves as a result of being just a member of the military, nobody cares.
Well, somebody cares. I mean, I imagine their parents and loved ones surrounding those 45,000 people are pretty upset about it. But do we have a Vegetarian there?
I don't know. Vegetarian, can you hear us?
Hey, guys, I'm here.
Hey, you are you in the military or are you formerly military?
I am still in the military.
Gotcha. What are your thoughts on this Afghanistan situation and or the rampant suicide rates?
I'll give those thoughts real quick, and then I have a good topic I'd like to leap into.
Okay.
I'll believe it when I see it. So if we do pull out of Afghanistan, I'd be extremely happy. Everybody comes home. And I think the suicide thing is hard because it's one of those, you hear 21 veterans a day are killing themselves, and it's a popular statistic, but what's really the metrics being used to measure it is unknown. But, I'm upset at anybody that kills themselves, regardless of what job they had beforehand.
Yeah, my guess would be that if these numbers are from, the government themselves, that it might actually be higher.
Hmm. Yeah, good point.
Okay. Exactly.
So you said you had another topic you wanted to dive into?
Yeah, so since it's a leap year, I wanted to talk about an old Irish leap year tradition tonight. So the story goes that in the 5th century, there was a nun named St. Bridget who asked St. Patrick for permission to allow women to propose instead of men. But initially, St. Patrick would only let the women do it every 7 years. But she insisted, and he acquiesced and then allowed proposals every leap year. So that being said, I'd like to take a little bit of your airtime tonight to do my own lady proposal.
Uh-oh.
Really?
Okay, go ahead.
I wanted to do it on your show not only because it's my boyfriend who introduced me to you guys initially, but because a lot of the principles discussed on the show are exactly why I love him and want to spend the rest of my life with him. He goes by Taco Nick in your Discord. He's listening right now.
Aww.
I love him because he's a truly free and critical thinker. He's fair in every interaction, and he listens better than anybody I know, to include myself. He's extremely independent and intelligent, and will do the right thing even when it goes against the grain, and maybe most especially when it does. He is my anti-authoritarian partner in crime. So I got him a ring with Bitcoin, but then because...
Nice.
Because the coronavirus has affected all of the shipping, I don't actually have it.
Can you substitute a beer tab or something?
I have a picture of the ring, and it says, "This is your ring."
What?
Are you both in the same room now?
We are like finally it. Now in the same room. Will you marry me?
Yes.
Nice.
Yay. Congratulations.
I'm Chuck Willery, and this is The Love Connection.
Where do you get a ring for Bitcoin? Is there like a website that will allow you to buy wedding rings and such for Bitcoin? How did you do that?
Overstock.com actually has all sorts of rings, and you can pay in Bitcoin.
Wow, okay, cool. Nice. Do you know what his like finger measurements are, so where you've got the right size coming? How do you do that?
I just guess.
Okay.
You didn't, like, get him, you know, all tanked and then put a tape measure around his finger one night?
I heard it's a string to do that trick, but I didn't want to risk it, so yeah. I just kind of doubled my hand size.
All right, cool. Well, hey, that's so awesome. Congratulations.
Are you guys going to then, like, come up to, oh, I don't know, Forkfest and have a ceremony there?
That's like way too much planning for us right now.
Okay.
I don't know.
I'm just throwing ideas out there, planting seeds in your mind.
Well, she had to ask him first, right? Like, you can't plan the wedding before you get
there. I know. I'm getting ahead of things. I'm right, excited for you guys.
Yeah. Anything else you want to share tonight?
No, thanks, guys, for letting me take your time.
Hey, I'm glad it worked out. Thank goodness he didn't say no.
That is pretty awesome. All right. Thanks for the call. Wow. So
that's cool. Like, we've had two proposals now on the air. That was the second one, I think, that's ever happened. But it was certainly the first one where the woman asked, because Melanie, our Sunday night co-host, got proposed to on the air by her now husband.
Oh, that's right.
Bob.
Yeah, back in the day, right?
So, like, apparently it's a thing now.
Well, we are happy to facilitate voluntarist wedding proposals here on Free Talk Live.
So cool.
We do a number of things, and we go in a number of directions with our conversations. We have a number of different personalities as far as our listener base is concerned, and we like that, too. And it's a privilege for us to be a part of something like that. So thanks for involving us, Vaginitarian and Taco Nick.
Hoju in the chat room just tipped him some cryptocurrency in there.
Yes, please do. If you are in the Discord server at discord.lrn.fm and you are a fan of these two getting married, please feel free to tip them some crypto. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up after this.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org. I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
After the first reported death in the U.S. from the coronavirus, officials are banning travel to Iran. Dr. Nancy Messonnier with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says information is coming in from across the country.
This includes the first reported death in the United States from COVID-19 as well as the first reported case in a healthcare worker and the first possible outbreak in a skilled nursing facility.
At a news conference, President Trump had identified the person as a woman, but Washington's governor said it was a man. Health officials have confirmed a second case of the virus in the U.S. from a person who hasn't traveled internationally or come in contact with anyone who has the virus. An Italian hotel federation said the nation's tourism industry is tanking. Over 90% of their bookings have been canceled due to the virus. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yes, it's Wedding Talk Live on this live Saturday night edition of Free Talk Live, where we have had some longtime listeners and some folks in our Discord chat. A proposal was made and received and accepted.
Yeah, that's cool, man.
Here live on the show tonight, and that was Vaginitarian and Taco Nick.
Yep.
We're pretty stoked to be a part of that. Our toll-free number here, of course, is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, like freedom. I am your host tonight. I am the captain, and joining me is...
Yeah, it's Ian.
And we've been talking about, well, this wedding thing, of course, but we've also been talking about this article from Politico stating all U.S. troops to withdraw from Afghanistan under peace deal. That's the headline. And we'll talk.
I'm ready.
I mean, let's withdraw all troops from, well, everywhere, yeah. Right? Bring them all home. If we're not defending what's known as the geographic area of the United States of America directly, then what are we doing? It seems like empire building to me. But we'll get more into that, and we'll discuss this article a bit more. But I wanted to give you a Liberty update from LibertyCon. Don't miss these two very special debates. First, is government necessary? This debate will feature David Friedman, Milton's son, and Timothy Sandefur. David will be arguing that government isn't necessary, while Timothy will be arguing that government is necessary. Second, does capitalism require government intervention? In this debate, Gene Epstein, the economics editor for Barron's, will debate Stephen Pearlstein of The Washington Post. Epstein will argue against intervention, and Pearlstein will argue in favor of it. Also, John Mackey, Whole Foods CEO, will speak on conscious capitalism. be a part of LibertyCon. LibertyCon is a unique liberty convention, April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C., for people who want to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations for things like career advancement, business, or internship opportunities. Visit LibertyCon.com for more details on our incredible list of speakers, events, and even student discounts. That's LibertyCon.com. Use code FTL, as in Free Talk Live, for a $10 discount.
I heard Vaginitarian's going to that event.
Is that a rumor?
Yeah, I think she said it.
Oh, yeah. Well, very well.
She told me she wants to buy some goldbacks, so I'm going to have to buy some.
I see. Yeah. Yeah, that'll be good. Oh, a good wedding gift, too, right?
Right?
You know, yeah, yeah. Yeah, Vaginitarian Taco Nick, if you're putting together a registry, put goldbacks on that thing.
you don't need another coffee maker or whatever, right?
Yeah, let's see, what else would make a good voluntarist registry?
Guns.
Guns, ammo, let's see.
Guns and drugs.
What else? Bitcoin?
Yeah, there
Bitcoin,
you go.
Bitcoin, cryptocurrency?
You can put a QR code on there and just...
There you go. Yeah, just take, you know, crypto donations. That'd be good. So we were in the midst of this Politico article. But first, let's go to your calls and your thoughts.
Yes, let's do that.
We have Bob in West Virginia calling. Bob, you are live on Free Talk Live.
Well, thank you. Yes. I went into the bank about 2 years ago,
uh-huh.
And I had them count on in their money counting machine about $1,000 for me, so I can put it in a little strong box, keep it on hand. And just the other day, I went in with $300,
mm-hmm.
And I said, "Could you swap this out for $20 bills, please?" And the person behind the counter said, "Well, you know, we put people on the list for money laundering for that."
What?
I warn you.
Wait. What denomination of bills did you present to the bank?
Three $100 bills.
What? They told you that there's a list for money laundering if you want to change $300 into 20?
That is correct. That is correct.
Do you mind if I ask what bank?
No, I'm not going to say, because that's okay. All I need to do is get in a stew with them.
That's fine. All go right. Ahead. Continue your story.
Okay. So I went in there. It seems like she was just giving me a heads up, the lady behind the counter. She goes, "You know that we're required to put to report every time people use $100 bills for change."
What?
And I said, "Really? No kidding. I'm not pulling your leg." I got caught. I said the same thing. What? You know, I thought that was rather strange myself.
Google that.
And so I thought, hey, this is getting really weird. Then I looked it up on the internet, and what they have is it's very one-sided on the internet. You know,
mm-hmm.
They have. Only criminals use $100 bills. If you'll look it up, Google it, and you'll see what I'm talking about. And,
well, I've never heard of this, but it's not to say it's not true. I mean, the idea is ridiculous to me that, I mean, we've talked recently on this show, actually. I think, Captain Kickass, you brought in the story about this suspicious activity report that they will file on you if you, for instance, try to avoid the $10,000 cash transaction report.
That's
but that's $10,000.
Yes.
I mean, $300?
I was caught by surprise by this young man.
Yeah.
Was this week, Bob?
Sir?
How long ago was it? This week? Was it today? Was it last week?
Yeah, it was just last week.
Okay. Wow, that is news
to
me.
So did you then give her the $100 and she gave you the change? And, I mean, what happened
there? I did get the change, yes, but I was informed, oh, for your information kind of thing, you know. By the way, we report, we put on a list all suspicious actions, and that includes... transacting $100 bills for smaller denominations.
Did you tell her that that's insane and that you're shocked by that, or were you just...
I said, well, that's rather odd, because it says here, this is legal tender for all debts.
Right.
I said, doesn't it read that on the darn bill?
It does.
It must be legal tender, so why is that suspicious? So I looked this up on the internet, by the way, and the internet has all these things about how we stop money laundering. How do we stop drug dealers? Only drug dealers and money launderers use $100 bills. A move to abolish the $100 bill. One even said only sociopaths and drug dealers and money launderers use $100 bills.
Well, I mean, that's
is this kind of one-sided?
Well, it's kind of true, Bob, because, I mean, the government is the biggest drug dealer. It's the biggest money launderer. It is the largest criminal. It's the largest mass murderer in all of history. And they use it all the time, so they're not far from the truth.
Well, they don't want any competition there.
Indeed, they do not.
It's so frustrating because do you remember when there used to be $500 bills and $1,000 bills?
Vaguely.
Well, I don't recall that.
They used to have time. It was before my time too, but they had those things, and
the $10,000 bill with the picture of George Washington on it.
Oh, I don't know. Did they have a $10,000? I don't know about that. I thought it was $500 and $1,000.
Yeah, they had some pretty large denominations at one time.
Wow. Okay. That's interesting.
If this is advertised on television, and I mean in radio, they say there's a war on cash, and I was thinking, well, what do you mean there's a war on cash? And if you call this number, Swiss something, they will give you a free booklet on all the little keys that they use to figure out who is suspect for being a money launderer, a drug dealer, a crazy person, or whatever it is. You know, and I think it's Mark Levin's show. He has a little blurb on there about the war against cash. And I actually experienced one of the kickoffs, and that's using $100 bills in transacting at the bank to get smaller denominations.
Right.
I didn't know that. I actually went and talked to one of the personal bankers there.
So insane.
Yeah, tell me about it. So I think that we ought to call our Congress people.
Yeah, apparently there were $10,000 bills as well as $5,000 bills. At some point. Now, apparently they got rid of them in 1969. They got rid of all large denomination currencies. And if I understand correctly, one of their rationale back then, because that was, you know, the height of the attack on the hippies, right, 1969, was to stop drug dealers.
Yeah, all the pot that was going.
Because, you know, that really stopped the drug dealers. They got rid of $5,000 bills and $500 bills, and then drugs just disappeared.
All right. Well, thank you for the call tonight, Bob, and bringing that to our attention.
Let's just get rid of the hundreds and the 50s, and then we can just have only 20s and below, and that'll take care of all the drugs.
I would guess that as, you know, inflation or hyperinflation increases, that we'd see a resurrection of those types of bills,
right?
855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. More coming up.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all." Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yes, you are in the right place for Free Talk Live, the live Saturday night edition, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And we are here to talk about, well, whatever's on your mind. You can call in and take control of the airwaves, bring up any subject. We have been talking about this article that I seem to have misplaced.
Well, it was about Afghanistan, and we can certainly continue that. But I think we've actually got another.
We will, actually.
Call.
Yes. Let's go to John in Delaware. John, you are live on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I wanted to co-sign. Well, not really co-sign, because I haven't had any issues with $100 bills where they put me on any type of list or anything.
They don't always tell you.
Well, okay, that's understandable. But I have had quite the issue getting people to take $100 bills around here.
I mean, really?
They won't take $100. Oh, yeah, man, certainly. They won't take $100 bills at Dunkin' Donuts. They won't take them at the Royal Farms. They won't take them at the McDonald's. They won't take them at the Arby's. They won't take them at the Hardee's. And sometimes they won't take them at the Wawa. But I think the Wawa case, they just don't have change for it, supposedly. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, so it's really strange with the $100. I mean, when you cash your check, typically, you know, if you got a decent check, you're going to get a couple $100 bills. I mean, you got to spend them. What is this? This is insane.
Now, where are you calling from?
I'm in Dover, Delaware, which is the capital.
Delaware.
I mean, Delaware is not an urban area by any means, but I'm in Dover, so I'm not in the middle of nowhere. They should be able to cash $100 bills, for God's sakes.
It's weird. I've never had any issue around here.
I've had, even in the big city, I was in Seattle for 20-plus years. Even in the big city, occasionally, I would have trouble spending a $100 bill or cashing one, like, if I showed up at a place early in the morning and they had only, you know, $100 and change in the till or something like that.
Mm, yeah, okay, sure.
But outside of that, if the place is busy,
yeah,
you know,
no
like
problem.
You're saying, John, you know, like a Dunkin' Donuts or something like that,
yes.
it shouldn't be a problem.
It should not be an issue. Royal Farms, I mean, that place is swamped. Sometimes there's a line. I don't know if you guys got Royal Farms by you, but they got the best fried chicken in the world.
So no, I heard of them.
Royal Farms got the good fried chicken, man.
I love fried chicken.
Man, I just wanted to co-sign what Bob was saying. It's weird with the $100 bill, man, you know?
Thanks for sharing your thoughts on that. I definitely appreciate it. I mean, some places are afraid of counterfeits, and so that's one of the reasons why they may be turning down hundreds just on principle. They don't want to risk that it could be a counterfeit. Maybe they don't trust the counterfeit detecting measures like the pen or something like that. I mean, those, from what I understand, are fairly reliable, but
I mean, like,
not an expert.
Didn't they just redesign the $100 bill a few years ago?
Probably like 10 or 15 years
ago. Okay, but like they gave it some extra, quote, extra security features, unquote, with the little strip in it and the complexity of the design and the way they print now on the cotton bond and all that kind of thing, just so that it's more difficult to counterfeit and all that kind of a thing. And now, and now folks are just like, no, we're not going to take them. I mean, that seems bizarre to me.
What can you do? I guess you can get cryptocurrency.
I guess.
Because, I mean, you can't counterfeit that.
Or some goldbacks.
Goldbacks, yeah, you can't. Those are pretty hard to counterfeit from what I understand.
Indeed. Continuing on with your calls and your thoughts, we have Larry from Indianapolis, Indiana. Larry,
when you talk about money, I love $100. I don't love $100 bills, but I like them. That's a good currency. And a 500 would be good too to have. I think.
Yeah, I say bring it back. Bring back the 500.
Yeah, bring back the 500. That's good, but they really don't want you to have it, but. I almost fell off the floor laughing today, right?
Okay.
I was thinking about our legislature's in session now, and all these guys are over there. You know, they talk about how they cherish their Second Amendment rights, right?
Sure.
And their guns. You ever talked before, hadn't you?
Sure, yeah.
Talking big trash. I tell you one thing that'll make them give up their gun rights right away.
What's that?
Take the iPhone away from them. They'll give them up right away.
You think
In fact, I know they want. That's my next sign.
You think the gun rights guys are going to give up their gun rights if you take their iPhone from them? They would trade their guns for their iPhone?
Especially the young ones. Hey, listen, I was over at the State House. I have a sign. I told you about the worship the devil sign on my truck, right? On the back of my glass rack. Well, I'm putting below that. Honk if you love the devil, and Monday over the State House.
Yeah, Larry, they have these rail mounts that you can get for these guns. They're called the Pickaninny mounts, something along those lines. You can actually mount your smartphone to the side of your gun, so while you're shooting, you can get a text message or use an app to aim appropriately. You know, all that kind of thing.
Hey, so I had not heard about that. That's ridiculous.
Now, here's what's going to happen over at the State House. The session is over March 11th, but I'm going to have a sign that says the devil worship sign. I'm having that on one side, and then I'm going to have on the other side, would you give up your gun to keep your iPhone? And I bet you they'll think serious about that because most of them probably would because they conduct their business there. And they do everything, say, we're going to take your iPhone and make you use a regular dial phone, you know, like a home-based phone. And
the
then
old rotary phones.
Gun confiscation? Or, I mean, is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not, but I'm just saying, it's irrelevant. The argument is getting more and more irrelevant every day because people are addicted to iPhones,
smartphones. That's true.
They're addicted, and if they...
Everywhere you go, they're on their phones.
The State House, they got charges and everything for them.
I'm on my phone all over the damn place. I know it.
I don't have it.
We get it.
I started doing that, but you know what? I seen what it was doing to me. It was, takes your consciousness away. Mm-hmm. I had an iPhone for about 3 months. And I tried to write a five. I couldn't even write a five. It takes your cognition and your hand-eye coordination in some way. But in any way, I'm going to have a lot of fun over the State House next week. And good news, boys, I went to see Crane, and I'm getting me a nice radio so I can listen to you every night. Watch, listen to Shortwave program.
Hey, Larry, I have a question for you about the iPhones and the guns bit, right? So usually when somebody has an idea, they do like some sort of a test, right, a beta test or something along those lines, a little test market to see how well it would work. What do you think about applying your idea, that is, exchanging, you know, or giving up your guns to keep your cell phone, if we test it out on just politicians?
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. That's basically what I'm doing, because our Senate and our representatives are all just super majorities in both houses. But
have the politicians either give up their guns or keep their iPhones. Give them that choice. See what happens.
I will give them the choice. I take it in front of both chambers and say, come on out here and sign this list. If y'all want to get rid of your guns, keep your guns.
They've got bodyguards, Captain. They don't have their own guns. They got men with guns.
All right, let's go.
I've been over there for 30 years in the House, so everybody knows me. I have my slave suit on and everything.
Thank you for the call tonight, Larry. I appreciate it.
All right, have a good night, Larry.
But they've got bodyguards, Captain.
Let's just go with government employees then.
Okay.
To be the first beta test to see how well Larry's idea rolls.
There you go.
If you're a government employee, you have a choice now. You can either keep your smartphone or...
Or get rid of the
Get rid of one or the other. The choice?
Get rid of the guns, or get rid of the smartphone.
Larry, I'm messing up your idea, bro.
One or the other.
Either keep the guns or keep the smartphone.
Yeah,
that's the choice. So let's see how the politicians like it. I'm all for folks giving up their guns as long as government shows us how it's done. Let the military and the police lay down their weapons first, and all the bodyguards.
First.
Yeah, and the CIA and the FBI and all those guys. Show us how it's done. If it's such a good idea for people to not have guns, then the goons of government should be the first one to show us how it's done.
Yeah,
right?
But you can't believe them. I mean, they may, even if they were to say that, which they're not going to, but if they were to purportedly lay their guns down, they got another secret cache of them somewhere. So that
all these
you can't trust them.
All these regular Joes running around talking about gun control. Whoa, we need to take guns away from people and make it stricter or whatever. What they're really saying is that we want to point the guns of government at you.
Oh, yeah.
To take your guns away. Right? So they're really pro-gun. They're just pro-government having all the guns and you not having any at all.
I'm against those people. I believe in freedom. I think you should be able to have both a gun and a smartphone and whatever else you want.
But I digress. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. 855-450-3733. Should government be the first to give up their guns?
Person in the room on the topic of the Constitution, if you watch this free webinar, Liberty First University is online training on the principles of liberty and the origin, proper application, and defense of our founding documents and the principles they contain. You will receive an education worthy of the highest institutions of learning, as if the founders were teaching it. Join us at lfu.freetalklive.com to watch the free pre-recorded webinar. Watch now at lfu.freetalklive.com.
Do you want to work from home, get paid, and forward liberty all at the same time? Free Talk Live is looking for account executives and appointment setters. If you've got a phone, a computer, internet connectivity, initiative, and a belief in the non-aggression principle, you're qualified. Earn up to $85,000 a year full-time, $25,000 a year part-time. Set your own hours, work from home, spread freedom. Join our team and work with one of the biggest leaders in the liberty movement. Apply now at sales.freetalklive.com. Sales.freetalklive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.